Dead men don't tell tales. The suspects are dead, but the Jewish war on terror is alive and well.
היום צעדתי ברחובות פריז.
Aujourd'hui, j'étais avec vous dans les rues de Paris.
בשורה אחת עם מנהיגי העולם.
En première ligne avec les leaders de ce monde.
כדי לומר די לטרור. הגיע הזמן להילחם יחד בטרור.
That's code for Palestinians, or whoever looks like one. The Charlie Hebdo attack was a lesson in Israeli payback due to France voting for a Palestinian state at the UN 2 weeks ago. There was nothing jihadist about the attack at all. An unarmed cop was shot who never offended Mohammed. The offensive magazine covers inside Charlie Hebdo's office were left untouched, and the terrorists fled without finishing the job. A getaway car was waiting for them at a kosher restaurant, while one of the suspects' ID was left in the abandoned car. Now what jihadist brings his ID with him on a terror operation? That's classic Mossad, whose access to intelligence files on former criminals via its moles within the system is well known. Some may say Mossad was not involved, yet Jews will still use this attack to push their agenda. But Hezbollah, you know, recently uncovered a Mossad mole operating in its uppermost ranks. Whose payroll were the Paris suspects on? That's the question. Cui bono? Jews, it's 9/11 all over again. The enemies of Jewry, whoever looks like a Palestinian, are again everyone's enemies. Now all the Jews have descended on Paris, Bibzi, Levi, Kakerman, bringing their clash of civilizations with them, where civil strife brings on a Jewish police state with expert help from the Mossad flown in. Ain't that a shame? The very same ones who created the crisis are sent in to solve it. Did Mossad do Charlie Hebdo? Sure looks like it to me.